Good morning, guys. Happy Sabbath. How was your week? Was it good? Okay, well, I have a little story for you today. It's called The Strong Little Tree. One sunny morning, a little sparrow named Sammy found a tiny seed lying on the ground. "I wish I could make you grow into the biggest tree in the forest," Sammy chirped. Just then, a gentle breeze carried the seed into soft, rich soil. The rain watered it, and the warm sunshine helped it grow. Day after day, the seed became a small plant. Soon, it grew into a tall, strong tree. Many animals came to enjoy the tree. Birds built nests in its branches. Squirrels gathered acorns nearby. On hot days, rabbits rested in its cool shade. One day, Sammy looked at the tree and said, "I helped you a little, but I couldn't make you grow like this." The wise old owl smiled and said, "That's because God is the one who makes living things grow. Everything God does, it is perfect and lasts as long as he plans. No one can make God's work better or take away from it." Sammy looked up at the beautiful tree and thanked God. From that day, whenever Sammy saw flowers bloom or stars shining at night, he remembered that God's work is wonderful. He trusted God because everything God does is good, wise, and lasts forever.
Can people make God's work better or take anything away from it? Can people make God's work better or take anything away from it? Can make it better or take anything away from it? Can people do that? You think so? Do you think so, too? I also think they can do that depending on what their intentions are. What are some of the wonderful things God has made that makes you want to thank him? Animals? What about you? No. All right. Why do you think we can trust God?
Cares for us.
Made us and care for us?
He gave us all what we have.
All that we have. Give us water. Yes, those are some great examples. All right, let us pray.
Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for everything that you give us, Heavenly Father. Let us know that what you do, it is forever. Forgive us for our sins and let us have a great Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.